9710. 310-426-9710.
KNX News Time, 642.
So this coming week, the Democrats are in Charlotte, North Carolina for their convention after the Republicans took over Tampa over the last several days. Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor of L.A., is the chairman of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, joining us now live. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Dick. How are you?
Well, we're pretty good. Are you in Charlotte yet, or are you about to go?
I'm here in D.C. Just got here late last night doing a series of TV and radio shows for the convention, and we'll be in Charlotte tomorrow.
All right, good enough. Well, we're glad we got you first. Let's talk a little bit about the convention upcoming. As you know, most people believe that the Republicans had a fairly successful convention, culminating with the speech of Mitt Romney last night. How do the Democrats counter?
Well, first of all, I thought the Madison Avenue advertising executives that they brought in did a good job of making Governor Romney a little warmer and fuzzier. You're right. They did have some soaring rhetoric, and if that's a successful convention, so be it. But there wasn't a lot of beef, and there weren't a lot of talk about ending Medicare as we know it, or, importantly, what their tax plan would do to the middle class. With respect to our convention, I think you'll see the most diverse convention in history, Democrat or Republican. There'll be more than 6,000 delegates. I think the Republicans had about 4,000. On Monday, you'll see a family-friendly festival celebrating America's Workers and Labor Day. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be at the convention center. And on Thursday, we'll be at the football stadium where the president will be nominated and give his speech. I think what you'll see is a lot more beef. You'll see us talk about our plans for the future, the difference between what President Obama wants to do and Governor Romney. I think you'll see the president talk a lot about the need to invest in the middle class, to keep taxes low for them by not extending the Bush tax cuts to the super wealthy. I think you'll see talk about the opportunity of America that brought us here, the investments that you need to make to do that, investing in education, in infrastructure. So you'll see a little different convention, a lot more diverse, as I said, specifics with respect to what we intend to do.
Let me ask you this. We only got a couple of seconds left here, but you talk about the diversity in at the convention. It is imperative that Barack Obama be able to get that diversity, in other words, African-Americans and Hispanics, to the polls in November to be able to achieve the kind of victory that he had 4 years ago. I mean, that's the base. That's where you have to get them rallied to get out and vote.
No question about it. And that's why we put together the most comprehensive and deep ground operation in history for either party. We're going to be knocking on doors, talking to voters. We're going to do everything we can to get them to the polls. But you're right, this is going to be a very close election, much closer than 4 years ago. But our job is to make sure that those people come out and vote, and I think we'll do that.
All right, Mayor, we'll talk to you next week while you're there. Have fun in Charlotte.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You bet. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. By the way, our Margaret Carrero is going to be in Charlotte all next week, and we'll be talking with her frequently, as we have with our John Barrett, who's been in Tampa all week. KNX News Time, 646. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Here's Jennifer.
And good morning. Our mayor's been all over the place, hasn't he? Gets around. Good morning, everyone. Trish called saying the 5 southbound. This is a Santa Ana heading through the Tustin area. It's very, very heavy. There was an earlier problem long